It's news at 4. Kia ora, good afternoon. Call Katrina Batanaho. The police say a woman who died in West Auckland last night may have been smoking synthetic cannabis. They say there may have been other contributing factors to the death of the 31-year-old woman in Kilston. 8 deaths have already been linked to the drug in Auckland in just over a month. And Acting Detective Inspector Peter Florence says officers arrested 2 people in St Luke's with up to 3 kilograms worth of synthetic cannabis. The Wellington City Council says there have been at least 460 landslips in the city this winter. Repeated wild weather, drenching already waterlogged ground, is getting the blame. 2 large slips last night forced the evacuation of 2 homes in Wellington after their foundations above the slip were left exposed. But the council figures show this was just a small part of a big problem. It says of the 460 slips, 300 have been repaired and work is underway on the rest. Open warfare has erupted inside President Donald Trump's inner circle after his new communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, attacked senior White House colleagues in obscene comments. In an article in The New Yorker, based on a telephone conversation between one of the magazine's correspondents and Mr. Scaramucci, has him blasting the White House chief of staff, Reince Priebus, and the president's chief strategist, Steve Bannon. Amid a stream of vulgar language, the former Wall Street financier called Mr. Priebus a paranoid schizophrenic and accused Mr. Bannon of trying to build his own brand off the strength of the president. Britain has vowed to challenge Beijing's territorial claims in the South China Sea by sailing 2 new aircraft carriers through the disputed waterways on a freedom of navigation operation. The Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has confirmed the move following a high-level meeting in Sydney with his Australian counterpart Julie Bishop, as well as the defence ministers from both countries. The ABC's Andrew Green has more.
Following high-level talks in Sydney with the Australian government, Britain has confirmed its 2 new aircraft carriers will be deployed to the contested South China Sea as one of their first missions. But British Defence Secretary Michael Fallon has declined to give details.
Haven't mapped out the initial deployments yet, but yes, you would expect to see these carriers in Indo-Pacific Ocean.
Australia has also reasserted its support for freedom of navigation in the crucial trading waterway.
Andrew Green reporting. The police in Auckland hope they may be close to an arrest in a 30-year-old homicide case. Chris Bush was shot when 2 armed men burst into the Red Fox Tavern in Maramarua in 1987. The disguised men fled after clearing the cash from the tavern safe. The police are investigating new leads and re-examining forensic evidence. Detective Inspector Gary Landrum says someone who saw last night's Police 10-7 program phoned with more information, and he hopes they're close to an arrest.
It's early days, and I don't want to build up false hope, but I believe it is quite promising, the information that we have, and we'll just have to see where that leads us in the next couple of weeks.
Gary Landrum says the 2 men may have been intimidating 30 years ago, but they'll now be middle-aged or older, and people who know something can feel comfortable contacting the police. A study in Denmark has suggested that people who drink alcohol 3 to 4 times a week could be 30% less likely to develop diabetes than those who never drink. Leading diabetes charities have warned that the findings are not a green light to drink excessively. The BBC's Katie Silver reports.
The research team classified people on how much and how often they drank. They found men who drank 14 units a week and women who drank 9 had the lowest risk of getting type 2 diabetes. But not all alcohol is equal. Wine appeared to be especially beneficial, as chemical compounds, particularly found in red wine, seem to help manage blood sugar. However, a high intake of spirits appeared to increase diabetes risk among women. The Danish team has also found that moderate drinking can lower the risk of cardiovascular disorders.
Katie Silver in London. A section of State Highway 1 near Waimate in South Canterbury is blocked after a truck rolled this afternoon. The police were alerted about 2:30 that the truck had rolled, but they say no one has been hurt. The road will be closed while work gets underway to right the truck, and diversions are in place for other drivers. That's the news.
Political dark arts in the online age.
People think that they're just looking like all being added into your kind of personality matrix, and
it means that you can be targeted.
Social media and psychological pressure.
This is the idea of the world, and it's being controlled by some publicly listed company. Do we want some transparency around that?
I'm Adam Bennett, and Insight investigates how new technology can sway elections. Just after the 8 o'clock news on Sunday morning with Wallace Chapman on RNZ National.
Met Service weather through to midnight tomorrow, Saturday. North into Taumarunui and Taupō, including Bay of Plenty. Scattered showers, a few with hail easing this evening, becoming fine tomorrow. Gisborne and Hawke's Bay, showers possibly heavy about the Wairoa district, easing tomorrow. Snow lowering to 400 metres this evening. Taranaki and Paihepu to Wellington, also Wairarapa. Showers with snow lowering to 300 metres in the south for a time, becoming isolated tomorrow. Nelson, Buller, Westland and Fiordland, fine apart from a few showers in Fiordland tomorrow. Marlborough, Canterbury and Otago, mainly fine but showers north of Ashburton, falling as snow to around 300 metres, gradually easing and clearing tomorrow. Southland, fine spells and isolated showers, clearing tomorrow morning. And the Chatham Islands, rain, possibly sundry, easing to showers tomorrow afternoon. Southerly gales developing this afternoon. The Met Service mountain forecast now. This is through until tomorrow midnight. Oh, hang on, I don't think that is. Is that updated? No, this is through until midnight tonight. The North Island of Raukumara to Kaweka Ranges. Scattered showers turning to snow showers this morning. And the remainder of the North Island mountain areas, scattered snow showers. The winds, gale or severe gale southerlies. And the freezing level, 1,600 metres. But 1,000 metres in the south, lowering to 700 metres everywhere later today. The South Island, Kahurangi and Nelson Lakes National Parks, a few snow showers this morning and then becoming fine.